All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? New Femme Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only New Femme offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at New Femme give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfemme.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we're going to do in our next couple of hours, we're going to talk about Governor Lombardo signing an executive order demanding the audit of Nevada public schools. Why is this so important? This is amazingly important because it's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of where all this money is going. I mean, we keep feeding money down a rabbit hole, and for some unexplained reason, things aren't getting better. They're getting worse when it comes to our public schools. And it's why so many kids are dropping out, leaving the public schools, going to micro schools, homeschooling. More and more are abandoning public schools. And throwing more money at it ain't going to make it better. I hate to tell you. Stay where you are. More to do. Keith Skipper will join us. RNC National Director of Regional Communications. Also, Maley Smith, Director of Labor Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute, kind of the NPRI for Illinois. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby!
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Speaking with Salem Radio, former GOP Congressman J.D. Hayward doesn't expect President Biden to accept any accountability for the delayed shootdown of the Chinese suspected spy balloon last weekend on his State of the Union address.
They will turn what should be an embarrassment into what they will claim is a national defense triumph. And sadly, there will be a portion of the Washington press corps which will go along with him.
The State of the Union address set for 9 p.m. Eastern. Also at townhall.com, officials say thousands of children are among the dead following yesterday's earthquake and aftershocks that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria. BBC correspondent Anna Foster reports rescue teams have been confronted with scenes of chaos.
They were trying to get in. And on the other hand, you had a stream of cars and people trying to get out. And as you get closer, you can see the level of devastation increases. I would say 50% of the buildings I saw there this morning, if they hadn't collapsed already, were clearly listing, clearly unsafe. People sitting outside in the street with fires lit because they don't want to be in these buildings. In some cases, they don't want to be near them because we are still, even now, feeling some aftershocks.
And the death toll now above 7,200. Harry Whittington, the man who former Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot while they were hunting quail on a Texas ranch 17 years ago, has died. He was 95. Stocks finishing higher, the Dow up 266 points, the NASDAQ up 226. More at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada might not have the highest gas prices, but one recent survey says Silver State drivers can least afford local pump prices. The insurance firm High Road reports the average Nevadan spent 26.9% of their hourly salary to pay for a gallon of gas in 2022, making it the least affordable state for gas prices related to pay. Idaho was second, followed by California, Indiana, and Hawaii. On average, Nevadans spent $1,747 on gas last year. That's a $308 increase over 2021. And with spring approaching, gas experts say the pump prices are expected to increase as West Coast refineries switch to the summer blend gas and perform routine maintenance. Nevada, of course, gets most of its gas supply from California refineries. Governor Lombardo is calling for a financial review of all of Nevada's public school districts. Under an executive order issued yesterday, Nevada's 17 public school districts and the state's charter school authority must submit their third-party audits from last year for the review by the governor's office by the 1st of March.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad right now, but the traffic camp see a little congestion on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Decatur. We're also looking at slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound at Flamingo. Those lane restrictions through there are going to be in place for multiple months.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Coming up tonight, it is the State of the Union, the President of the United States addressing Congress. What to expect? Well, let's find out. Keith Skipper joining us. He is the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications. And Keith, first of all, good to have you with us. It's been a crazy, crazy time for those of you in the RNC. You had leadership elections in Dana Point, California, and now it's on to 2024. What do you expect tonight from President Biden?
Well, thanks for having me on, Kevin. And we are full blown in 2024 mode. And I think tonight, what we want to hear is kind of a reflection, seeing some reflection from the president on 2022, and him realizing there is a reason why Kevin McCarthy will be sitting behind him tonight instead of Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him like his previous State of the Union. And the reason why Kevin McCarthy is there is because after 2 years under Biden's leadership, Americans' finances and their security are significantly worse off. Inflation has been surging over 5% for 21 months. We have a border crisis that worsens by the day. And not only is he not defending our border, but now he's not even defending our skies as, you know, Chinese air balloons are traveling across the continental U.S. For an entire week. People are frustrated. That's why they voted in a House Republican majority. And that's what the president needs to address. But do I think he's going to? No. I think what we're going to get more from the president is the lies and the, you know, he lied, he hides, and he deflects blame. I think we're going to get far more of that. That's his M.O. He's going to blame Republicans for every problem that his administration has ever created, despite, you know, the control of D.C. being under Democrats' rule. And he's going to continue to hide from folks. He's going to pop his head out like the groundhog today, and he's going to go right back to hiding, go on his vacations, and he's going to continue to lie about all the problems. So that's what I expect. But what I'd like is to hear him reflect.
Well, one of the lines you will not hear tonight in the president's speech, it came from Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, where he said the state of our union is under the surveillance of the Chinese. What do you make of what went down in the last 8-9 days where America was kind of galvanized by watching this damn balloon go from the Aleutians to Alaska to Montana to Kansas to Missouri to South Carolina and then to the Atlantic Ocean?
Yeah, I mean, it was the epitome of the weakness that this administration has put us in. It reminded me of Afghanistan, how that, you know, that withdrawal made us significantly more weak in the world. It reminded me of the border crisis, showing just how weak we are at defending our own borders. And then top it off with a Chinese surveillance balloon just kind of slowly making its way across the country with not doing anything. You know, they want to say, oh, we had to be safe. We had to be safe. We couldn't shoot it out of the sky when it was over the land. I don't know about you, Kevin. I don't know if you spent a lot of time in Montana. I've spent some time there. I spent some time in a lot of the states, Nebraska, Iowa, where, you know, it was shot over or where it flew over and was not shot down. It's very rural. It's a, you know, there are many parts of those states that you could safely bring that balloon down, but instead this administration decided to wait until the balloon had finished its duties and was out and over the South Carolina coast before finally coming down. It shows just how weak we are. Again, I don't know why we thought a guy who won't defend our borders would defend our skies, but it's quite frustrating. And for him to, again, deflect blame, you know, he immediately goes into what I was just talking about. He lied and said, you know, the Trump administration, you know, this happened under them. Like, they, you know, they didn't do anything. Turned out the Trump administration didn't know about it. And now even the Biden administration saying, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll let them know. Like, we're happy to brief them on it. So now he's deflecting blame. This is what he does. He lies, he hides, and he deflects blame.
Will we have any oversight, in particular in the House, where we now have the gavel in the House? Will we have a true oversight into what happened, why it happened? Who is it that screwed up, if anybody?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the leadership has made that crystal clear. And, you know, the who, knew, and when isn't critical. You know, Biden, after a shutdown, while he was on his way to Camp David to spend the weekend on vacation and rehearsing his speech tonight, stopped by and said, you know, when I was briefed on Wednesday, and keep in mind this is Saturday, he said, when I was briefed on Wednesday, I ordered to be shot down, and that's when the military said, you know, we should wait till it's over the ocean, sir. He implied that he knew about it Wednesday, but yet we also know that they knew that it flew over the Aleutian Islands on, what, January 28th, you know, probably about a week earlier. So we need to know who knew what and when. And I think we are going to see Republicans on the Oversight Committee take a look at that.
What is your sense, Keith? And again, you study this stuff and you're privy to a lot more information probably than the average Joe. I'm curious what you think of the first few weeks of a new legislative session. Is anything going to get done, or is it going to be gridlock?
I think it is all up to right now. The ball's in the White House's court. I mean, take, for instance, the debt ceiling debate that's already kicked off and is going to, become more intense over the next few months. Republicans have made it clear, like, let's negotiate. We're going to negotiate. We're not going to just, rubber stamp what Joe Biden wants. We've had 2 years of that. The American people spoke. They don't want a rubber stamp for Joe Biden anymore. You have to negotiate. Negotiations obviously mean a little bit of give, a little bit of take. And Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans have made that clear. Ball's in the Democrats' court. And that's, at the end of the day, if Democrats want to have gridlock, they can choose to take their ball, go home, and not negotiate. But there's far too many problems facing this country for them to make that decision. And if they do, they will be held accountable for making that decision. The American people, they see how much money we're spending. They see that we cannot continue just raising the debt ceiling without addressing the problem. Speaker McCarthy had a great quote yesterday. When your teenager overspends on the credit card, yeah, you pay it off, but then you address the behavior so it doesn't happen again. That's what we're trying to do here, and that's what hopefully Democrats realize. There is divided government. Divided government means a little bit of give, a little bit of take, and that means negotiation, and Republicans are ready to do so.
I got to find out what you think, because Kevin McCarthy met with the president for over an hour last week, and the president said he was not going to negotiate. Was that a negotiation?
I'm sure that's what Joe Biden thinks it is a negotiation. But, look, Joe Biden, he's this is all gamesmanship for him, I'm sure. We're talking about the same guy who over 10 years ago decried the fact that, Republicans need to negotiate on the debt ceiling. This whole my way or the highway thing doesn't work in government. And now all of a sudden, 10 plus years later, he's dead set in trying to be my way or the highway. Not going to fly. Joe Biden will eventually realize he has to come to the table. There has to be discussions. When you have, the moderate Republicans like Don Bacon, Brian Fitzpatrick, who have made it clear, and, this is where the left-wing media and the Democrats are all like, oh, we'll just peel off some of them for a clean debt hike. Don Bacon, Brian Fitzpatrick, the more moderate members of that caucus have made it very clear, like, nope, you got to negotiate. Even, Democrats such as Joe Manchin says, yeah, we got to negotiate. So, Joe Biden wants to learn this lesson the painful way. That's his prerogative. It's the beautiful thing about living at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. You can learn lessons painful or with ease. It's really up to you. And if that's what he decides to do, is to make this painful for himself, then by all means. But Republicans have made it clear, we're going to have to negotiate this.
Again, Keith Skipper joining us, Republican National Committee, National Director of Regional Communication. Just out of curiosity, what are the key dates, or are there key dates on this debt ceiling thing? Nothing's happening right now, obviously. They had the negotiation or the meeting in the Oval last week. But what are the dates we're looking at here? When do we have to do something with this debt ceiling?
Yeah, we don't know the exact date yet. We believe it'll probably be around early June, it really is a matter of when we finally exhaust all the different things that you have to exhaust before it's like, okay, well, now we're out. But it'll probably be early summer, late spring, and we're just gonna have to kind of do this song and dance. And there are some things such as a discharge petition that takes a lot of time. We're kind of coming up to that deadline, is my understanding, in the next couple of weeks. If they want to do that and go under the normal order within rules. But we're probably looking more that this is going to be talked about more and more often as we get closer and closer to June.
It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. I don't know where we will end up, but I know that a lot of people, most Americans, would you agree with this, Keith, that most Americans don't understand, they don't comprehend what this debt ceiling thing is all about, and it's not something that's a kitchen table issue, I don't think. Is it?
No, it's not. It is complex, and even guys like me who are in this, it is complex for everyone, but especially if you're not paying attention to politics every day, you're the one that's working your 9-to-5, then you're taking the kid to baseball practice, and then, and maybe after that, going to swim lessons for the other kid. You're really not paying attention to this, and so it's really difficult to comprehend. But you know, this kind of thing that if it doesn't get resolved, I mean, you start seeing the financial markets becoming painful, and that's when they really will start noticing when their retirement funds or which are already, you know, I looked at my retirement fund a couple of weeks ago, and I vowed I was not going to look at it again for the rest of the year because it's been so painful. But, you know, if you're looking at it during, if this debt ceiling thing goes awry, you know, you could see some real pain there. So that's when people will really notice. But you're right. I mean, this is a complex issue. And, you know, people, not everyone's like you and I who are paying attention to this stuff. Some people have more interesting and more, you know, more hobbies than us. So not everybody will understand it. But if this doesn't get resolved, they'll quickly learn and quickly realize that this is a major problem.
Keith, it's always good to visit with you. Let me just ask you just a kind of a political question. You had the elections, and Ronna McDaniel was reelected for a fourth term. Is it good to have, just from a party standpoint and an RNC standpoint, is it good to have all that behind us?
It certainly is, because now that it's behind us, we can focus on, you know, getting our debate process hammered out, because we have a presidential candidate already, and we're going to have more in the coming weeks and months. And so getting the debate process hammered out, getting, you know, we have our convention site. We finally were able to start signing contracts, because if you don't have, RNC contracts, you can't really sign anything until there's a chair in place. And so getting all the contracts and start doing the work to put on the convention in Milwaukee, of course, working with our state parties, Nevada, critical among them because they are an early state. And so getting them all set up and squared away so that they can put on the process to nominate a president, we can finally focus on all that now that this leadership is settled, and we can get to the business at hand, which is making Joe Biden a one-term president.
Let me just ask you, are we still going to be first in the West?
Yep. The calendar was already voted and approved on last spring, so we are keeping the same calendar as 2016, 2020. And so, yeah, we will be first. Democrats obviously making big, big changes. But we are all set and ready to go.
Sounds like fun. We'll be with you for all of it. Keith, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a good week, and we'll talk again soon.
You too. Chat soon. And hope you don't get too much heartburn from watching that State of the Union tonight.
I may tune in for the highlights and leave it at that. Keith, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again.
All right, talk to you later.
There you go, Keith Skipper, the Republican National Committee National Director of Regional Communications, and yeah, we are going to be first in the West. I'm so excited. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer, whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue.